So very soon, after few days, we are going to celebrate the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why from today onwards, we'll discuss different topics on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to develop our Chaitanya consciousness. So this year is very special year that we are celebrating 500th anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. 500 years ago, Mahaprabhu, during this period, the last Makar Sankranti, Mahaprabhu left Sri Navadvip Dham for the benefit of the people of the whole world. So nicely, Vrindavan Das Thakur describing that the heart will break to listen, hear that pastimes, the feeling of Navadvip Vasis in separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he took sannyas. How whole Navadvip was crying. All those people in Katwa, Kantaka Nagar, they saw the Mahaprabhu head going to be saved, going to take sannyas. How they are all crying. But that moment was very important moment when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made whole Navadvipa Vasi to cry. All his devotees in separation, they are crying. But because of that movement, now Mahaprabhu has made, that movement has created such a situation that has developed the whole world to cry in Krishna consciousness. For what Mahaprabhu took sannyas? So we'll discuss that. So I have chosen a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse has been quoted by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami from Mahabharata, which mentions how sannyas krita samasanta nishtha santi parayanaha, there is sahasra Vishnu sahasra nam, the different names are there, subarna varna hemanga varanga sandanangadi sannyas krita samasanta nishtha santi parayanaha. Where it mentions about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that personality will take sannyas also. And also Prabhupada, he has quoted a verse from Upanishad, where Upanishad says, Jada pasya pasyate rukma varnam kartaram isam purusam brahmajuvani. Jada pasya pasyate rukma varnam kartaram ishwaram brahmajuvani. Shruti also explains that among the unlimited Bhagavat Swarup, features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is one Swarup which is Rukma Varna, the golden colored personality. Srimad Bhagavatam also explains Krishna Varna, Tisha Krishna, Sangha Pangastra Parsadehi, Jagyahi Sankirtan Prahi Jajantihi Sumedhasa, Krishna Varna, Tisha A Krishna. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, A Krishna Varna Kahe Gaura Varan, Pita Varan, that golden color, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is there. So in this and different Purana, Shruti, Smriti, there is indication, the special form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Subarna Varna Hemanga. So we'll read that verse on the basis of this sannyasa krita samasanti nishtha santi parayanaha. We'll listen to the sweet pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Suvarna Varna Hemanga స్వరంగశ్చందనంగది సన్నసకిత్సమసంత నిష్టసంతి పరాయణః సువర్ణవర్ణ హేమాంగ వరంగశ్చందనాంగది సన్నాసకిత్సమసంత నిష్టసంతి పరాయణః. లేడీస్, translation by Srila Prabhupada. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful and his body smeared with the pulp of sandalwood seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. Purport. This is a verse from Mahabharata, Dana Dharma, Vishnu Sahasranama Stutra. In his commentary on the Vishnu Sahasranam called the Namartha Sudha, Srila Balada Vidyabhushan, commenting upon this verse, asserts that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the evidence of the Upanishads. He explains that Subarnabarna means a golden complexion. He also quotes the Vedic injunction, Jada Pasya Pasyate Rukmabarnam Kartaram Ishwara Purusham Brahmajonim from Manduka Upanishad. Rukmavarna Kartaram Isam refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as having a complexion of color of molten gold. Purusham means the Supreme Lord, and Brahmajonim indicates that he is also the Supreme Brahma. This evidence too proves that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Another meaning of the description of the Lord as having a golden hue is that Lord Chaitanya's personality is as fascinating as gold is attractive. Srila Balada Vidyabhushan has explained that the word varanga means exquisitely beautiful. that Chaitanya accepted sannyas, leaving aside his household life to preach his mission. He has equanimity in different senses. First, he describes the confidential truth of the personality of Godhead, and the second, he satisfies everyone by knowledge and attachment to Krishna. He is peaceful because he renounces all topics not related to the service of Krishna. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan has explained that the word Nishtha indicates he is being rigidly fixed in chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya subdued all disturbing opponents of devotional service, especially the monists who are actually averse to the personal feature of the Supreme Lord. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here in this verse we see how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he takes sannyas. Sannyaskrit samasanti. So this specific verse is very interesting, starting all the way from Suvarna Varna, Hemanga, Varanga, Chandananga. This is each is one name. Suvarna Varna, one name. Hemanga, one name. When you count Sahasranam, each refers to one name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, there are different meaning to the different words. Suvarna Varna means Suvarna Varna, the golden color. Under the direction Suvarna Varna, Suvarna, Su means the best syllables. Krishna, just like in Bhagavatam explains, Krishna Varna, Tusha Krishna, Sangha, Pangastra, Parsadhai. The Krishna Varna, one may say Krishna Varna means black, Krishna Varna, a black color. Our Acharya saying, no, Krishna Varna means Krishna. Varna means also syllables. One who is always uttering these two syllables, Krishna, Krishna, it refers to that. Or Krishna Varna means describe. Krishna Varnayati Jahasaha, he is also Krishna Varna. The same way, Suvarna Varna, Su means the best, Varna means syllables. The one who is always uttering, describing, Suvarna Varna, he is describing about the best syllables, that is Sri Krishna. So the different meanings to different name has been explained here. But we will concentrate, we will focus on Sannyasakrit, that how Supreme Personality of Godhead, he also takes sannyas. Though we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, it has been addressed as kapat sannyas. There is no need for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take sannyas. Sannyas is not a process to achieve love of Godhead. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he has said, sannyas amar kibakas prem prayajan. The goal of my life is to achieve love of Godhead. What is the use of taking sannyas? So much so, once Radhanath Maharaj was telling, after he takes sannyas, we will discuss that later on, how he was going to Vrindavan, then Nityananda would trick him, brought him back to Santipur, and he sent message to all the Navadvipvasis, you come to Santipur to Adaita's house, and you will again meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everybody from Navadvip, they ran to Santipur, except one personality, that is Vishnupriya. She cannot go. Mother Sachi went. When Mahaprabhu offered obeisance to Mother Sachi, so Mahaprabhu took sannyas, but he was feeling very obligated to Mother Sachi, very affectionate to Mother Sachi. The day he left the house, when Mother Sachi that night was sitting at the doorstep, completely stunned, only tears flowing from her eyes. And when Mother Sachi went to Santipur, Mahaprabhu told, my dear mother, I have done a great mistake by taking sannyas. I should not have taken sannyas. I feel I should go back to Navadvip now. That much he is thinking. after taking sannyas. He said, go back to my house now. Madrasa said, no, don't do like this. I know. If you come back to Navadvip, come back to my house, I will become very happy. But if you come back to house after taking sannyas, that everybody will blaspheme you, blame you, and that will give me so much distress. I don't want, better you take sannyas. You remain as sannyas. The point is, the sannyas is not a process to get the love of Godhead. That's why many say this is kapata sannyas, this is pretending, pretension. But if we really analyze the Bhagavad Swarups, how also sannyas is a very integral part of the life of different Bhagavad Swarups. We'll elaborately analyze in Mahaprabhu's life. Does this just happen like that? Because as we all know, Mahaprabhu, why he took sannyas? Because he wanted to deliver all those people. They're not accepting the authorities. People are blaspheming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he thought, oh, I came to deliver everybody. But these people, they don't understand me. And they are committing offense onto my lotus feet. As a result, they will go to hell or they will get more into bondage. But my purpose will not be fulfilled. That's why I will take sannyas. So when I will take sannyas, understanding me as a sannyas, at least they will offer me obeisances. Thus they will be delivered. So this is the concept that we will learn to everybody. That Mahaprabhu just took sannyas so that people will respect him, not offend him, thinking he is a sannyasi at least, and thus they will be delivered. Otherwise they will be into great bondage. But there are more deeper things are there, that why Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. Is this just some external things, or it is there internally? It's very integral part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he takes sannyas just to do something with his purpose of his life. Actually we see it's not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. We see Ramchandra also. He took one kind of sannyas, leaving house, dressing like sannyasi. Shastra explains how he is wearing like brahmachari dress. He went on Banavas. In fact, Navadvip Dham Mahatva explains how Ramchandra with Sita Devi and Lakshman, they came to Navadvip Dham, to Madhadrum Deep. In Madhadrum Deep, when Ramchandra was sitting, a huge banyan tree was there. Ramchandra sitting next to Sita Devi, just seeing the beauty of Navadvip Dham, he's so pleased. That's why that island is in Madhadruma. Madha means gives pleasure. Druma means the tree. So Ramchandra smiling, and Sita Devi asked, what happened to you? Why for nothing you're smiling here? Ramchandra said, yes, I'm smiling because in future Kali Yuga I'll appear here, and just like now I have giving up my house and wandering in forest here and there, in the same way in that incarnation I'll take sannyas. You will appear as Vishnupriya. Mother Kausalya will appear as Sachidevi. He is explaining then how I'll come, distribute love of God at everything. I'll take sannyas. Then Mother Sita asked, why are you so cruel? That you will take sannyas, you leave your old mother alone in house and young wife. Okay, if you know you will take sannyas, why will you marry at all? You should not marry then. So she was asking. Then Ramchandra felt very shy. What to reply? Then Ramchandra said, yes, I know, you know everything. You are just asking me again to discuss the subject matter. You should know, my devotees, they enjoy my service in two different ways. One is sambhav. When they directly serve me, they derive some kinds of pleasure, enjoyment. another is vipralabha and viraha. When there is separation from me, actually always my devotees, the most pure devotees, that somebody can beg and ask me, that the highest thing he can ask me, oh my Lord, please give me chance, in your association I can serve your lotus feet. And I give them that. But one who is very dear to me, I give them something what they will never ask me. But I give them. And what my devotee will never ask me? My devotee will never ask me, oh my Lord, please bless me, I will be separated from you. My devotee will never ask me. But that is the highest thing I offer to my devotees. My special devotees, I offer them that viraha, that vipralamba bhava. So that's why sometimes I get separated from my devotees. So that the love will become more intense. Srila Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj used to say, otherwise the love will die untimely. The untimely death of love, loving exchange. And Ramchandra explained to Sita Devi, so thus when my devotees will be separated from me, when reunion will take place, they will get millions times better enjoyment. So this is a special thing I offer my devotees, which they never expect or they never pray for, but I give to them. So he's explaining. And that time he said, in this incarnation, I will be separated from you, I will worship your golden murti. In that incarnation, you will worship my golden murti. Of course, he did not elaborately explain that later on I will send you to the forest, then I will worship detail, but just gave hints. And that incarnation will happen like that. So my point is, Ramchandra also had some jati, sannyas kinds of lifestyle he had. Lord Krishna Chandra, he also was doing some drama kinds of things when Radharani, Manabhanjana, Radharani was very angry, spiritual anger she had developed, and Krishna went in different form to pacify her. Nothing worked out. But finally Krishna took form of a sannyasi, jati. Then begged, oh, I have come to beg you something from you. Oh, what do you want? Please give me your anger. So that is one kind of jati, sannyas. And also, when Krishna was in Dwaraka, for 3 years, he had gone to Badrinath and doing tapasya there also. And of course, Rishabhdev told to his children, tapat dibyam putra kaha. So we see in different incarnations, how this renunciation is the part of their life. And the most interesting pastime is Badrinarayan, Badrinath. All of you have heard, in India we have 4 dham. Badrinath, Dwarakanath, Ramnath and Jagannath. The 4 nath or 4 sides, they are there. So how Badrinath is doing severe austerities there. Once Narad Muni, he had gone to Vaikuntha to meet with Narayan. So Narad Muni has license, he can go anywhere. He can go to demigods, demons, Vaikuntha planet, all inner house he can enter, no problem. He has a pass for that. So he went straight to the bedroom of Narayan. So Narayan was sleeping in a nice soft bed. And Lakshmi Devi is sitting next to him and massaging his lotus feet. And Narad Muni entered into the room, very angry. Oh my Lord, what are you doing here? You are sleeping very happily in soft bed and your wife massaging her feet. What the people will learn from your behavior? This is what you are teaching to the people. The people will see you like this, jajat acharite sastha tattadav itara janaha, they will all become lazy. You are not showing them any austerity, no tapasya. What kind of exemplary life are you behaving like this? So Narayan, what can he say? Lakshmi Devi sitting next to him, he has kept quiet, did not reply anything. Narad Muni left. But Narayan took it very seriously. Yes, I should be very exemplary. Then he decided that I should take sannyas. I should go and do some tapasya. But how to get out of Vaikuntha? how to get out of the clutch of Lakshmi Devi. So he said, okay Lakshmi Devi, you have been staying in Vaikuntha for so long, you must be feeling boring here. Why don't you go visit some other planets? You go to Nagaloka, there are many Nagakanyas are there, and you spend some time, then you come back. Then Lakshmi Devi went to Nagaloka, then Narayana left Vaikuntha, then he came to this earth planet, and he's searching for a place where to do tapasya. Searching, finally he when Narayan came, he saw a very beautiful place, the best place for my tapasya. But Shiva is already occupying the place. What to do? But Narayan is very clever. He made a trick how to kick out Shiva from there. So Shiva Parvati, they are staying. So every day morning, they go to take bath. There is some tapta kunda. If you go to Kedarnath, Badrinath, Gangotri, Jamunath, very cold. But top of the hill you go, the hot spring water, very hot, you can take bath there. So every day Shiva Parvati go to take bath in hot spring. That day early morning Shiva Parvati came out of the room. Then Parvati Devi saw this beautiful boy, very cold, and he's crying. And Mother Parvati immediately ran to help that boy, to pick him up. Then Shiva saying, hey, be careful, don't touch him, don't touch him. The Parvati saying, what? Such a nice boy suffering, I must help him. Then Parvati picked him up in her lap and taking him to his house. Crying, you don't listen. But Parvati did not care, so affectionate. Then kept the boy inside the room. They went to take a bath in Tapta Kunda. And when they came back, they're trying to open the door. The door is not opening. It closed from inside. And after a long effort, when the door opened, they saw on their bed Lord Narayan is sitting there. Then Lord Narayan said, oh my dear Mother Parvati, so affectionately you welcomed me here. You gave me this place. Now I like to do tapasya here. Go somewhere else. Shiva said, see, I told you. Be very careful. Do not listen. Now let us go. Pack our luggage, go other place. Then Parvati, Shiva, they pack, they go to another mountain. That is known as Kedarnath. Here is Adi Kedarnath. Then Lord Narayan, he performed severe austerities there. Severe austerities. In the meantime, Lakshmi Devi came back to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is empty. Narayan is not there. Where is Narayan? Lakshmi Devi searching all over the place. Finally, he came to Himalaya. And she found Narayan doing tapasya. Lakshmi Devi feeling so bad. Oh, my husband going through so much austerity, so cold, snowfall, cold wind. I want to serve my husband. I want to help him. But how can she help? He has taken sannyas. Wife cannot go to sannyas. So then, but she has a great desire to serve. Then Lakshmi Devi, she transformed her to a berry tree. Big berry tree. Under the berry tree, Lord Narayan doing tapasya. So that's why usually we see Lakshmi Narayan or Sri Narayan. The berry Sanskrit known as Badri. So the Lord is known as Badri Narayan. Badri Narayan Bhagavan. Lakshmi Narayan, Badri Narayan. The point I'm trying to make here is, we see in different incarnations, there the aspect of sannyas or renunciation, Badri Narayan, Krishna Bhagavan, Ram Bhagavan. But the interesting is with the sannyas that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took. Sannyas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took. Ramchandra went to forest, Sita Devi was with him. Krishna married and went to do tapasya and came back. Narayan took sannyas, at least Lakshmi Devi was there next to him, and a Badri tree farm. What happened to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? His unique sannyas, the way Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. The father Jagannath Mishra has left body, widow mother, elder brother Vishwarupa has taken sannyas. young wife in house, how old she was? 16 years old, can you imagine? 16 years old wife, 24 years old boy, leave all these things behind. Nobody is there to look after mother. Elder brother already has taken sannyas. And Mahaprabhu left house. What a great renunciation. The charam, the supreme renunciation. What a sacrifice the Supreme Personality of Godhead has done in this specific form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What for all this? Just to deliver the living entities. Not to deliver them from their sinful reactions. Not to deliver them from material existence and promote them to give liberation. To give them Brahmar Dullaha Vastu, something rare to be obtained by Brahma, or Krishna Prem. What a great sacrifice Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done. And what to speak of sacrifice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Whole world may discuss, glorify, or just see what sacrifice Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done. But one should consider what sacrifice Mother Sachi has done, what sacrifice Vishnupuri has done, what sacrifice Navadvipasi has done. Incomparable sacrifice. Who can think a mother like this, who will tell his son, yes, yes, you take sannyas, with this precarious situation. Husband has left body. Elder sannyas has taken sannyas, elder son has taken sannyas. Nobody to help. You please take sannyas, go. I don't want to see you be blamed. To see the sacrifice. The renunciation mood of Mother Sachi. And just consider what sacrifice Vishnupuri has done. After Mahaprabhu leave house, what a life she was going through. Just imagine what a separation. Mahaprabhu of course gave his paduka, his wooden shoe. She was worshipping the one murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how she was leading the life? She would eat. What she would eat? She would chant once Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then she would take one rice, keep separately. Chant again, take one rice. And whatever times you will chant Hare Krishna Mahamudra, that much rice she will take. And she will cook that. And she will offer to Lord. And she will eat that much. Just imagine. What austere life. Just to keep her in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What a life she was going through. What a great sacrifice. And how many years? Not 10, 20 years of the separation. Not 10, 20, 30 years of the austere life. She left body when she was 80 years old, I think. 80 years old. Just imagine, yes, 96. Mahaprabhu left her when she was 16 years old. Mahaprabhu 24 years old. Okay, he got into another mood, Krishna Prem, Krishna Viraha. So many things happening, Sankirtan, this, that is not so great job. It is not a great difficult thing to forget. But just imagine where Vishnupriya was left behind. Just alone. No Sankirtan. No mood that Mahaprabhu has developed to forget the separation. She just has to survive with the mood of separation. The whole life. Like this, Mahaprabhu left body, went back to spiritual world, to his abode. 48 years old. And Vishnupriya, she was living for 96 years. That means in 80 years, in separation, she had to lead her life like this. What a great sacrifice. The Lord and His devotees have done for the benefit of the living entities. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar Vichar Karila Chitte Pabe Chamatkar. The magnanimity अब चैतन्य महाप्रभु काइंडनेस मर्सी वन ओनली कैन अंडरस्टैंड व्हेन यू एनालाइज इट इन प्रॉपर पर्सपेक्टिव वन हैज टू एनालाइज द मैग्नानिमिटी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट ईच एंड एवरी पास टाइम्स ईच एंड एवरी एक्टिविटीज एवरीथिंग इज ओनली फिल्ड विथ मैग्नानिमिटी is only filled with magnanimity, mercy, magnanimity. That is the reason why among the unlimited forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the specific form is known as Audarjya. It's Aisharjya, Madhurya and Audarjya. That is why Rupa Goswami praying Namo Mahapadanaya. And how his Audarjya, magnanimity is manifesting? Where it is manifesting? The most neglected person, Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip. He manifested, he started his Sankirtan movement. Where from? In the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari. You know Shuklambar Brahmachari? The poorest personality has a broken house on the bank of river Ganga. He would go and beg house to house every day. And whatever rice he brings, that he will offer to Lord and he will take that prasad. And Mahaprabhu, he manifested first his mood of separation, Naam Sankirtan, in his house. When Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya and told Sriman Pandit, you go tell all the Vaishnavas of Navadvip, I have to tell them something. My sufferings, I'm suffering so much. When Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, before that Mahaprabhu was not in the mood of Vaishnav, he was always enjoying Vidyarasa, very arrogant. Always giving hard time to the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas should not go close to Nimai. Sometimes they see Nimai. This way. Explaining about his tour to Gaya, he came to speak that when I saw the Vishnu Pada Padman, when he uttered this word Vishnu Pada Padma, he could not speak anymore. Tears rolling, profusely flowing from his eyes. He said, Sriman, I don't know whom to speak about my sufferings. There is so much suffering in my heart. Whom to reveal? Only Vaishnavas I can reveal to. You tell all the Vaishnavas they will come tomorrow to Sriman Pandit's house. Just imagine. Great personalities were there, big, big personalities. All Mahaprabhu chose a person, very most neglected person in Navadvip Dham, no house, beggar, to manifest the greatest wealth that he is going to distribute in this earthly planet. That is the house, first time he brought all the Vaishnavas, and all the Vaishnavas are waiting. Then Mahaprabhu entered, exhibiting. The first information he gave to all the Vaishnavas, that kaha jabo, kaha murali badana, where can I go? Where can I see my Lord? Kahan gale Krishna paan? Do, where should I go? Where can I go that I can get Krishna? This mood of separation that he developed, that he manifested first in Shuklambar Brahmachari's house, and sannyas indication also he manifested in Shuklambar Brahmachari's house. After a long time, one day Mahaprabhu told Shuklambar, I am to eat in your house. Shuklambar, very sad. My house? I have nothing in my house. Very scared. But all boys, no, no, Mahaprabhu desired, you please allow. Mahaprabhu will come and Bhithi will work. And he went to his house, and after taking prasadam, some times took place. Where Mahaprabhu revealed to Nityananda Prabhu, I will take sannyas. So behind the sannyas, there is inner reason. But actually Mahaprabhu to release Siradhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisva Naya Advata Madhurima Kidrisva Madhya Sokhangtasya Madhan Bhavata Kidrising Veti Lobha. The Lord has developed that lobha, that greedy, to understand three things. Siradhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisva Naya, what is that greatness of the loving emotion of Srimati Radharani? witness that I am retaining within myself swadhyam dharima. The most wonderful sweetness is there. What is that? And saukhyam tasya madanubhavata blessing betiloka. By serving me, what kind of enjoyment Radharani, my devotees are deriving? And in that service, in that mood of Srimati Radharani, the highest is the Radharani's mood in separation from Krishna, vipralamba. In fact, Radharani is explaining that Krishna, Radharani Krishna went to Mathura. Radharani at one point, she said, that I will become yogini. Ami yogini hoya bahir hoya sarvatra amar pran ballab Krishna ke khujiya bedab. That I will become yogini. I'll leave my house. I'll search for my Krishna. From village to village, from house to house, from forest to forest, from group to group. I'll search for my pranavallabh Krishna. And that desire which had manifested in the heart of Srimati Radharani, that I'll become yogini. Yogi means another name of taking sannyas. So that things happen. When Lord Krishna, he accepted the mood of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhavaditi Subalitam Naomi Krishna Surupam, when he accepted the mood, Bhava and Angakanti of Srimati Radharani and appeared. So that desire manifested here in Krishna. So who has to take sannyas? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just did not take sannyas because just to deliver these personalities. But it has another internal meaning also. And that is the mood that he developed separation in Kana in Arsala, where Krishna appeared personally, playing the flute, smiling face. Was so attractive, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to embrace, he disappeared. That is the point, he developed this mood of separation, viraha, viparlamba, kaha jabo, kaha pabo, murali badan, kaha karo, kaha jang, kaha gale, Krishna pang. That was intensifying more and more and more. That he took sannyas. And then he went to Sri Kshetra Nilachala Dham. Last 12 years of his life, constantly staying in that Gambhira, where he performed the most grave pastimes, constantly staying there. And daytime, he would discuss with the devotees, do Nam Sankirtan, this, that, when sunset would take place and all devotees would go back to their house, he would be alone. The mood of separation would be more and more intense and intense and intense. To some extent, in midnight, up to midnight, Raya Ramananda Swarupa Damodara would be with Mahaprabhu. And according to Mahaprabhu's mood, they would chant different verses. And once they leave, Mahaprabhu's mood of separation more intensified. So much intense, I would feel to get out of the room. The small room, if any of you have been to Puri, Gambhira, how small room, maybe 8 foot by 8 feet. But actually the room you see now, it is not that luxurious room, Mahaprabhu's time. It is not nice marble, nice, it is not like that. The small house with a mud wall, and there is a hole inside it. And he's living inside the hole. It is not nice marble house, it is not like that. He is staying there. He feels so much separation. He would feel to get out of the room. Where the door, he would not find the door. His face would get scratched on the wall. Wound on his face. That intense mood of separation. So that is what Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining. That how one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting after that taking prasadam in Shuklambara Brahmachari's house. One day sitting and chanting, Vrindavana Gopi Gopi Bole Nirantar Ek Dina Gopi Bhave Jagata Ishwar. One day the mood of Gopi Srimati Radharani. So Mahaprabhu is chanting, Gopi Gopi Vrindavan, Vrindavan is separation, Vrindavan and Gopis. What the ordinary people will understand? The Mahaprabhu's mood, Mujjanti Jatasuraha, get personalities, demigods, Munirishi, they don't understand. And who are these Navadvip Vasis can understand the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So one Padua means one student came, he's a scholarless, no, Pandit. Oh, what Nima is doing, saying Gopi Gopi Vrindavan Vrindavan. So he's advising, hey Nima, what are you doing? Gopi Gopi Kanabala Nima Pandit. You give up chanting Gopi, you should chant Krishna name. This foolish guy teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant Krishna name. Chaitanya came to give Krishna name everybody. But this fool doesn't understand why Mahaprabhu chanting Gopi, Gopi, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. He's saying, no, no, you chant Krishna name. You chant Krishna name, you will get lot of punya. Why you are chanting Krishna name? When Mahaprabhu heard, he saying, do Krishna bhajan. Very angry, very angry. And Mahaprabhu saying, Krishna name? You are telling me to chant Krishna name? Who will chant this Krishna? Darshu Krishna kon jan bhaje tare? He's a plunderer, he's a thief, he's a rogue. Who will worship a Krishna personality like this? Kritagna is ungrateful. Bali has no fault. He killed Bali. Bali Maharaj, he cheated Bali Maharaj, put him into Sutala, Patala. And he is a person who cut the Stri Jita Hoya cut a Stri Nakan. He was conquered by his wife, Sita Devi, always hanging her behind Sita Devi. And he cut the nose of another lady. And who will worship a Krishna like this? Just imagine, somebody will go and somebody speak like this, how will you feel? Who will worship this stupid Krishna, something like that, no? So this is, what is wrong with you? You're saying like this? Then he's requested, no, no, you do Krishna bhajan. But Mahaprabhu in different mood. Just like the gopis, they become angry with Krishna. And many different statements, how gopis are very angry with Krishna. The same mood, Mahaprabhu is very angry with Krishna. Then he is trying to convince Mahaprabhu, please chant Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu was so angry, he took a lathi, not stick, and went to beat him. And he got so scared, he ran away from there. And Mahaprabhu chasing behind him. And finally went to all other educated, you know, just see what has happened to Nimai. I went, and he chanted Gopi Gopi, which Shastra says Gopi Gopi? He should chant Krishna, but he behaved to me like this. Sweating, so scared, what happened to you, what happened to you? Then he explained. Now all other Brahmanas were very angry. Who is this Nimai? What is he thinking? We are studying together. Jagannath Mishra, what a great person he is. We are not the son of ordinary Brahmanas. Now he has become big Pandit, big Thakur. He will behave us like this. If again he will come to beat, we will go and beat him also. Now they are discussing like this. But Mahaprabhu is antarjami. He understood, he realized. All these Brahmanas, they don't understand. And they are saying, they will beat me. And what will happen to them? Mahaprabhu thinking and telling to Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda, I came, I brought some medicine to cure the cold. Karila pipala khanda kapha nivarite, ultiya ara kapha badhila dehate. People kind of one kind of Ayurvedic medicine people used to take to reduce their cold. Mahaprabhu saying, I brought this medicine to reduce the cold. What is reducing? Cold is increasing. When I came here to deliver these people, what is delivering them? Now by my activities, I will be the cause of their destruction. I will be the cause of their sanghar. I came to make them free from one material bondage, then there will be satakoti bondage. So what to do? Now Nityananda, I will take sannyas. Dekha kali sikha sutra sab mudaya bhikkha kari bedai mu sannyasa kariya. Tomorrow I will cut my hair and sutra everything give up. I will take sannyas. Let me see who is coming to beat me. I will go to the house of those people and stand at their door and take arms. Jeje jane chahiya che more maribare, bhikkhuk hoy mu kali tahara duare. Those that are planning to beat me, tomorrow I will stand at their doorstep with the bhikkhajuli to beg. Then let me see who will come to beat me. And this is the process I will follow. Ei mate uddhariva sakala bhuvan. In this way I will deliver everybody. So then it will continue more on Mahaprabhu's appearance day. We will discuss how Mahaprabhu took sannyas and what was the mood and what are the circumstances that he took, and there is more inner meaning to this also. And very beautifully, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's systematically he has explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So because today already I am late, please excuse me, 10 minutes I delayed, made you viraha, vipralama from Mahaprasad. So no problem, viraha is good anyway. So on Mahaprabhu appearance day, we'll discuss from this point onwards. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.